Hi, this is Mark Wade at CenterCityCondos.com, Berkshire Hathaway, Fox & Roach. In this podcast, I'd like to share feedback that I generally get from buyers after I show specific buildings in the 19107 zip code. I've been a realtor for 35 years in this town selling condos, and I hear it all. So let's go. The Western Union Building, 1101 Locust. The feedback I generally get from buyers tends to be positive. The cleanliness of the hallways, the lobby, the friendliness of the front door staff, all positives. I think buyers are surprised to learn that there's a gym in the building. They have no idea. They have no idea that parking either comes in one of two forms. You either have a license for an SUV or a license for a sedan. There are limited parking spots in the building due to height restrictions of the garage area, and the garage is 100% valet. Parking is 100% valet there. If there's any negativity I ever hear about the Western Union, it's about if they don't have a parking spot, where are they going to park? I've had a couple buyers comment about the helicopters that go to Jefferson nearby, but not enough to ever turn anyone away from the building, if you will. What else? I think the income, this is interesting. Incoming students to Jefferson, like who have maybe never been to Philadelphia before, always comment about, number one, how close Jefferson is, and number two, how the Western Union sits in a very residential neighborhood. That I think they're always pleasantly surprised by that. Okay, moving right along. The Lenox, 250 South 13th Street. This is a pre-war building. I think the feedback I get from most buyers is they like some of the original pre-war details, from the mantles to the 12-inch by 12-inch oak parquet floors. I had one buyer comment that they like that every bathroom they see in there has a window. Closets are very large they tend to be very large in the units. If there's any negativity I ever hear about the Lenox at 250 South 13th Street, it would have to do with the appearance of some of the hallways, the painting, the light fixtures and the wallpaper and some of the hallways. In the eyes of many buyers, I hear that they think that that's a little bit dated. Other than that, I don't hear a thing about it. Anything else negative? Center City 1, 1326 Spruce Street. I've shown this building. This is one of my favorite buildings in terms of value. And I think that comes across for a lot of buyers. They see that value in the as it relates to location and interior condition. I always have buyers comment that they like the two-bedroom, the floor plan for the two-bedroom, because it's a split plan. I've heard many buyers say in the one-bedrooms, the south-facing 873-square-foot one-bedrooms, that the little dining area could be walled off and turned into a small den, maybe with a day bed. Always a friendly staff at Center City One. Never had a problem with that. Never had a complaint or any feedback where a buyer had a problem with that. Limited parking in the building. I hear that a lot. But there are so many options within a block or so. It just kind of squashes that concern. Okay. Le Grenier at 1034 Spruce Street. I think most people are surprised to learn there's a bicycle storage in the basement. They're always pleasantly surprised by the interior fit and finish. It's a little bit newer than a lot of buildings in the area. Great floor-to-ceiling windows. Buyers tend to... The condo fees there, I always get comments that they're very reasonable. And that's because really, beyond the bicycle storage and the elevator, there are no amenities in the building. There's no gym and there's no pool and there's no parking and there's no valet or there's no front doorman. So I always hear from Le Grenier, great layouts, not high condo fees, and the proximity to Jefferson is good. The other thing I hear is that the perception of security in the building is good, only because there's a locked front door. People are unaware whether or not there's a doorman there or not. But yeah, always get good replies out of or feedback from buyers regarding the sense of security, what they feel there. Lastly, let's talk about the old shoe factory at 314 North 12th Street. Generally, I don't hear a lot about the building. I think the buyers are always surprised when they walk into a mid to high floor south facing unit that the views, the skyline views, really are unbeatable in that building. And buyers are always appreciative of that. The building is a little more hard edge than most buyers would assume. It's hard edge meaning exposed brick, concrete floors, open spaces. You know, it's a loft building, and there are varying degrees of soft or hard lofts, and this one skews a little bit harder loft, and I think a lot of buyers appreciate that. Negativity, people don't seem to care for the one elevator that seems to be slow, and there used to be just a ton of lock boxes as you'd go into the building, and buyers are always like, "What the? You know, why are there 15 lock boxes out here?" It looked like there was a fire sale going on in the building. Don't hear that anymore. But yeah, so that's it. That's my feedback. That's generally what buyers see, say, and learn when they tour various buildings in the 19107 zip code. Stay tuned. My next podcast will be about other buildings in the area. I can kind of hope to give you the insight of what buyers are seeing and saying and discovering and all that kind of stuff. Again, this is Mark Wade, CenterCityCondos.com. Questions, comments, or concerns, pick up the telephone, push the buttons on the front of it, 267-237-3404. Thank you.